Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us on the program, we have Deborah Alford, the owner and the CEO of Stand Up Coaching LLC, a communication strategist. She's a certified professional coach, marriage coach, business and life mentor, public speaker, and author. She is also the best-selling author of Sit Down and Shut Up. It is an exhilarating story that will capture your heart through hardships and inspire you through perseverance and grit. And Deborah, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you, Eric. I'm looking forward to just sharing my heart with those that have come to listen today.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you, and I'm sure you have plenty to speak with us about here today. So for starters, how did you find your voice in a dysfunctional home? Let's start there.
That's quite an interesting story. And it's a process. You know, everything that we go through in life, I believe, is not wasted. I believe that there are nuggets within everything that we go through. And when I was in that situation, I always felt like there was an answer. I just had to keep digging. And so I did that, and I listened, and I would stand back and actually watch people. And I found that it wasn't just me being in a dysfunctional home. There were a lot of people out there experiencing the same thing as I stood back and just observed people. And so it encouraged me to just press in and press on and find out what I could find out about what does it take to find your voice. And what I found was it's perseverance. Just keep going. Keep digging.
That alone is a great takeaway. We can go ahead and close up shop now. That is some great advice that can apply to anything. Now, how are you able to stay positive amidst the chaos in your life at that time?
Well, I'm a positive person anyway, and keeping the positivity were little nuggets that I would find out about myself. I'm a believer, and I would pray all the time. I say, what does that mean? What does this mean? You know? And so I just kept digging. I just kept saying, there's got to be more. There's got to be more. And so that kept me on the positive path of believing and knowing there really had to be more to life than what I was experiencing.
Once again, some good advice there. Now, also kind of shifting gears a little bit here, why is communication an integral part to any relationship?
Eric, I would agree with you 100%. And the thing I have found through my 40-some years truly of coaching people is they don't understand that they're really not communicating. They are communicating. They're just not connecting. And what I mean by that is we often connect if that person maybe has the same interests that we do, but often if they don't, we kind of roll our eyes like, oh, well, you know, here we go. Or in management, you know, the boss will say something and the employees will just kind of whatever, you know, roll their eyes and not really pay attention. And we always communicate everything we do, whether we cross our arms, we say we're not interested, or we stand on one foot, that shows we're not interested, I really don't care. And the other thing is we often are thinking about, okay, how am I going to respond? Therefore, we're not listening. And so we're communicating. We simply are not connecting.
That is so true. And again, we're really thankful that you took a moment to be with us here today. We're speaking with Deborah Alford, the owner and the CEO of Stand Up Coaching LLC, and also the best-selling author of Sit Down and Shut Up, an exhilarating story that will capture your heart through hardships and inspire you through perseverance and grit. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, you've already shared some great tips and advice already. How about taking another shot at it? What best tips can you share to help build and maintain a strong and healthy relationship? Who wouldn't want to hear advice and tips along those lines?
Oh, exactly. We all do. We all want to be able to connect with people. And I think often in our connections, we have to be willing to be open so that not only are we heard, but those that we're speaking with, that we truly listen to people. We need to connect. And I think the best way to connect is showing value. It's basically getting back to basic principles. Be kind, be thoughtful, you know, all those things that we were taught maybe when we were a lot younger. But we need to take that in and through our lives so that we show value to people, that they're important, and ask good questions. We often don't ask questions that give an opportunity for people to actually respond and be able to share their voice. We often say like, oh, how are you? But we don't really care. So if we're going to ask a question, we need to wait for that response or say, I've seen this about you. I love that about you. I'm always going, when I go shopping, I always find something about the cashier that I can compliment them on, whether it's how they approached me, how they wrapped my items and put them in the bag, but something. People want to know they have value. People need to connect. And I believe if we will take the time to stand back a bit, and I say to people all the time, so tell me your story today. How's your day going? And they look at me as if, oh, yeah, well, you don't really want to know. And so I tell them, I'm really serious. I would love to know about your day today. And I think that is so important, Eric, that we give people a chance to speak. We give them a chance to have their voice and understand that, you know, there are people that tell me things and I may not agree with it, but I always show them value. That is their thought, perhaps that's where they're at in life. And we have to come to a place where we can honor them like we want to be honored.
Good stuff. Good advice throughout here today. And another question for you, how do we handle personal and professional communication issues?
Oh, that's a good one. Because we don't only find it in our growing up years within our family, but then in the corporate world as well, or each environment we find ourselves in. And my first thing I would say is, don't pick up an offense. Don't be offended by what people say. We don't know where they're at in their life, number one. If there is conflict, my best advice is ask another question. Reword perhaps the question. If someone comes at you and they're like really upset, say, how can I help you today? What is it you need? How do I need to hear you? What are your ideas? I'm listening. And I think that is key in any situation, is to say, I value you. Tell me again, what do you need? How can I work best with you? And so we need to ask a question behind the question, and maybe two questions behind the question, and be able to reword what we need to ask them. And I think often we ask questions that we're really not getting the answer that we want. So be careful how you ask your questions. Ask it in such a way that they can positively respond to that question.
Again, you're the author of Sit Down and Shut Up. That is a fantastic title, and this is perfect for certainly what we've been covering here today. And before you go, in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of along the lines of our conversation today?
Yes, I appreciate that, Eric. My whole thought is we need to honor people. We need to make sure that we are connecting, not just telling people. And I think it's very important. Give people time to respond. Give them an atmosphere in which it's safe for them to respond to your question and or questions or situation. People want to feel safe. They want to share. They want to open up, but often they're fearful. It could come from maybe how they're raised, or perhaps a bad situation at work, or some other surrounding. But we need to be able to find and prepare and allow them to come into the space that's safe within the questions that we ask them.
Deborah, thanks so much for your time here today and for those concluding remarks. Where can listeners get more information on you as well as pick up the book, Sit Down and Shut Up?
Well, they can go to my website, www.deborahalford.com. You can also find my book on amazon.com.
And that's certainly easy enough. And of course, we'll leave these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Deborah, all the best. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I wish you well.
And thank you. Again, we've been speaking with Deborah Alford, the owner and the CEO of Stand Up Coaching LLC, and also the best-selling author of Sit Down and Shut Up. It is an exhilarating story that will capture your heart through hardships and inspire you through perseverance and grit. And for all the details, simply visit DeborahAlford.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.